24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer, and I am engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people. Helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. Success begins with consciousness. The spiritual principle, seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. And so, the purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help develop the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money to attract these things into your life. So if you would like to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I'd also like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and sharing it with others. You have helped us become the number one program on the network with over 2 million listeners. Wow. Let me tell you something. With folks like you, nothing is impossible. You know, I like to always open our program with a quote that's sort of appropriate for our guests. And our quote today comes from Carlos Zafron from a book called Shadow of the Wind. And it says, every book, every volume you see has a soul, the soul of the person who wrote it and of those who read it and lived and dreamed with it. Every time a book changes hands, every time someone runs his eyes down its pages, its spirit grows and strengthens. That's a super appropriate quote today for our guest, our special guest, a writer, a mom, a business person, J.P. Clare. Welcome, J.P.
Oh, glad to be here with you this morning, Herbert. How are you?
I am super good, and I just love that your background. That's like you're sitting in a portion of the Garden of Eden.
It feels like it. And I'm just honored to be on the show this morning. And just thank you for having me. We have an important discussion, don't we?
Listen, I'm looking forward to it. Jill, maybe you could tell our listeners just a little about your background.
I'm excited to. I was a military brat. We ended up in Daytona Beach, Florida, actually a small city called Ormond Beach, right beside there. I went to Florida State University, met my husband, Gabe, and ended up back in Jacksonville, Florida, where I worked in corporate communications for over 15 years. Then we started to have our family, and we kind of realized, wow, we want to We want to have that freedom of owning our own business. And we joined forces. My husband, I call him a gym guy, right? And I was a corporate communications person. And we developed a program where we combined our fitness with the corporate business and created a corporate wellness company where we got people and got the executives and their employees in the best shape of their lives in literally 84 days. And recession hit in 2009, and our business literally had to shrink very quickly within 30 days. And I was literally on my knees praying in the closet for answers because we had 18 employees at the time, all the moving parts of a small business, wow. As you well know. I know it was answer to prayer that a complete stranger came up to my husband and introduced him to a new paradigm in health through a product. Mm-hmm. And a product that had gone from a retail model into network marketing. And that's where I was able to make your acquaintance, Herbert. You literally have changed our lives. And on that journey into network marketing space, which at first I went kicking and screaming, but it's ended up being the best thing I've ever done in my life, both in terms of my health, because I carry a gene called MTHR. I also, in terms of my financial health, mm-hmm. It's been something I would have only dreamt about. But most importantly, I believe the most important thing I've ever done is making an impact on literally hundreds of thousands of lives around the globe. And that's why we're sitting here today to tell you a little bit more about some of that journey.
Wow. Well, you know, Jill, I think network marketing, and I wish more people could really understand it, but it has given you that time freedom. You know, so many people spend their lives just trading hours for dollars, and that's always a losing proposition because the people are only going to pay you what you are worth to them. And so through network marketing, you have been able to achieve a freedom for you and your family that I think is just phenomenal, and I'm just so pleased. And it's that freedom that gave you the time to do some of the things you're doing now, would you say?
Yes, and I think, and to dovetail off that, Herbert, and that's why we're sitting here today, is to share a bigger vision, a connection with the Creator that I never thought possible. And you talked in terms of the spiritual growth, spiritual wealth in the beginning when you intro this whole piece. And that's what I want the listeners to listen to when I come back after your messages a little bit later in the podcast.
Well, you know, Jill, as I've been observing your journey, and that's the thing I love about life. Life is such a journey. And when you can see a person sort of move along, progress in their journey, when this spiritual growth that you're experiencing, where did it first start?
You know, I had samplings of it probably about 2 years ago, little touches. For example, I was writing a speech and someone said I was having difficulty. I was having a block. Mm-hmm. And they said, go down to the beach and sit. And I don't remember exactly what else she told me, but I heard these messages coming down saying, it's all about love. It's all about love. And I went back up to start writing and it cleared all my blocks. And then my intention in my words was about love for the people I was about, the audience I was writing for. It was all about love, and the words continued to flow. And I didn't think much about it, you know, after that. And then the next piece that I still get choked up about, I had several people recommend this book called The Artist Way. I was just on the first chapter of the exercise, and frankly, I haven't even gone back to the book. And one of the first exercises was to write something called The Morning Pages. And the intent is to unlock and become, you know, more childlike. You know how as we age, we get into the grind of our work and our family, and we really forget to live. Mm. And so number one, the profession I was in gave me the time freedom to actually look at this book, right? And to do those morning pages. So I got up in the morning and I just started to write just random things like the orange tree out the back here, you know, was looking rough. And I said, oh, the orange tree needs some work. I have a meeting today. I have to take the kids to the doctor. So it was really random journaling in this book, actually, in this book. And all of a sudden, I heard literally God speak to me again, the creator of all. And he's continued every morning. I continue to wake up every morning because you told me to set my alarm, Herbert. And I set my alarm consistently. And I write for about 30 minutes every morning God's word of love to me. And it literally, I just see a word at a time, or, you know, I don't even put commas in or dashes. And then when I'm done, it's completely in sync, perfect sentence structure about his love for all his children.
Wow.
So
I like to hit, sometimes I may interrupt. Look, I call them learning points, and you hit a number of them. One, when you begin to receive messages, so many times people will receive a thought and they'll let it pass. That was one. And so you put yourself in a position to receive the thought, and then two, you acted on it. You know, very often people look at writing as like a formidable task, but you did something very powerful. You wrote a little bit consistently. As you say, you wrote about the tree. You wrote about the flower. And I think that process, that creative process, creation requires a certain amount of discipline.
Yes.
And so that creative discipline of doing it every day, that was a key point, doing it every day began to put you into a vibration. It's almost as though the universe, God, wants to make sure that you're worthy to receive the messages. And one of the key ways to demonstrate this is your availability to be there, to consistently show up. It's like you come to that well every day and it's going to start giving water. And so you did that. You consistently started on that path and let it grow within you. So go ahead, share a little more about that process, Jill.
At first, you know, when if we go back to the beginning of the journey, I literally, if we look at the notebooks, I was almost frightened. I was literally frightened. And he would say, do not fear, do not fear. And I was like, you know, reaching out to several of my friends, look at what's happening. And I don't even think they believe me. You know, I still today think it's almost surreal, but if you understand that it literally comes down, or it's a vision of one word at a time, there's no backward thinking or forward thinking, really. It's just literally dropping down at a word at a time. And I call it a download of information. The words that come down are some words I've never heard before. I actually, they're almost like I sound them out and write them down, and then I have to look them up in the dictionary. I mean, it's as profound as that. Mm. Also, if you know about my background, I didn't frequent church much. My grandmother was very religious, so my mom kind of stayed away from it. You know, she had her own philosophy. She believed in a bigger purpose.
Yes.
She was a Christian. And so we went to church periodically. So what's coming down is he's teaching me as I write. So what's so profound is that I'm learning. I actually know more than actually what's put into paper. My vision of his love for all his children, all of you, is so vast that it's incomprehensible almost. He says it's bigger. Like he refers to the horizon, that it's more vast than the horizon. Another thing that he consistently says is that he gives us our first breath of light and love and our divine purpose at our breath. You know, I could have never created those words. That is literally given to me from the creator himself. Yeah. put down into paper.
That's a beautiful phrase, the gift of light and love. Woo! You know, and light is like knowledge, wisdom, consciousness, and love is relationship. So the Creator gave us beingness, the light and the love, the understanding of being, and love, the proper relationship with others and with yourself. Man, that's a heck of a journey, Jill.
I mean, that's beautifully said, Herbert, because I don't have a lot of, I've purposely not done a lot of research. I've talked to you about this because I want this to, I want you all to know, if you're listening, that this is truly organic, that this is coming down from the divine in a greater purpose. This is my divine purpose. At my first breath, he gave me this divine purpose. It's overwhelming. It can be overwhelming, right? To come on the show and to share something that's, I mean, you talk about this was my purpose, Herbert, but this is very vulnerable to be able to explain and share. But at the same time, Herbert, you know, he wants me, in the writing itself, he wants me to exclaim these messages of pure love for all his children. He wants me to exclaim them from the mountaintop. So this is just the beginning of the journey of me exclaiming his love for all his children. And listen, Herbert, we've also, just so you know, this is just not a one-time writing.
Yes.
We counted the words the other day. We have 90,000 words written from the Creator himself. Wow.
Books. That's two books already.
We thought it was one fat book, but So we have everything typed and ready to go for all of you.
Well, you know, Jill, I can't wait for the world to really receive that, because when you receive knowledge like that, there's a certain authenticity. You know, there's a surrender to receive it. You know, many times we can look at it like God is like the great ocean, and that ocean comes upon the land and it either rolls back or they become channels. And when those channels develop, the people who open those channels receive all of that knowledge, all that goodness and all those things. And you truly become a channel. And I think all of us have the potential to become a channel, but many times there may be obstacles that will keep you from being receptive. Were there any obstacles that you felt as you were preparing to receive these messages?
Oh, that's a great question. Yes. In fact, I came to you on several occasions, you know, for mentoring, because this is not something I grew up with or had a complete understanding of what was happening to me. And so I would go to others for guidance. And many times I got pushback, you know, that this was not divine, right? This is not right, Jill. However, with the messages that I must exclaim, these messages of love, that I come at you with love, mm-hmm. and knowing these are the truths of the divine. And and that's as it is written. This is not me. This is pure love coming down for all of its children, for each and every one of you that's listening right now. Mm. Know that you are so loved that that you should feel no emptiness, just this complete love. And all we have to do, and Herbert touched on it, is sit still and listen to the, look at all the beauty that abounds.
Yes.
This is truly divine. And he talks about this in the writing, all his symbols of love for each and every one of you. You just have to believe and have complete faith.
Wow.
Joy will be upon you. And this is the writing. Yeah. This is not for me.
Well, Jill, you just said, we're going to take a break in a moment, but you just said something very powerful. Be still and know. Be still and know. So listeners, you be still and know. We're going to take a break. We call it the New York Pause for the Cause. And we'll be right back with more messages, more powerful information as Jill shares more about this incredible spiritual journey.
Hey, Achievers. Dr. Herbert Harris here. Did you know that audiobooks are one of the most effective ways to learn about new ideas, new experiences, and new places to go? Audible, an Amazon company, is offering our listeners a free 30-day trial to get two free audiobooks to listen to whenever you want, in your car, in your home. Go to our website, www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. That's www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. All right, folks, this is Dr. Herbert Harris, and we are talking again with my good friend, J.P. Claire Jill. Let me tell you something.
Great to be back with you.
As I'm listening to, you know, as we're sharing, so much of what you're saying, you know, it's almost as though you've been seeded, you know, like seeds come into your consciousness, and you have the discipline, and you take the time and overcome sometimes that self-doubt. You know, many times when messages come to you, there's a sense, I know it's happened to me and probably happened to most folks, when messages come to you, it's almost you may not feel totally worthy of receiving it or just doubt that it's really a message or whatever, but it's not that you reject it, but you don't accept it and act on it. Mm-hmm. And what you've been really sharing, Jill, is that you have accepted these communications from the Creator and then acted on it by writing it out. So continue with that process. As these thoughts began to come to you, how did the writing process take place?
You know, at first, like I said, it was just, I was writing and all of a sudden God started to talk to me. I don't have those notes exactly in front of me. It was at the beginning, it was just like a little bit of information, and I was actually in shock and I ran into the house. And then I was so excited for the next morning. You know, I got up early, set my alarm, and I started to write again. So a real passion and enthusiasm came over me, and I continued to write. And I noticed, Herbert, as I continued to write over time, specifically the first material was all about his light and love for each of his children. And he was educating me on, you know, I use the word educate, but he was educating me on what that meant, what it looked like, all the details of actually what the light looked like and what it felt like. And so I was very clear on this was light and love. And it continued to develop. And I've noticed over time, Herbert, too, that it's become, I don't know about more complex, but a little bit more connected. Like I can see the journey now. We just got done typing the 90,000 words. I literally have 21 notebooks, spiral notebooks. And you can see the writing has developed. And so just like Herbert mentioned, that the consistency and effort in anything we do, I think it improves that connection and your ability to connect with others, connect with the higher source, that creator. And you also mentioned one other thing too, Herbert, is the piece about challenges. And I think that's important since we're on this millionaire mentorship call, is that in particular, I went to someone because I needed someone to help me type, and I needed a very special person to type this information because it was very sacred to me. I was worried about getting it in the wrong hands. And I went to this person who was very religious, and she immediately told me this really wasn't about love. You know, she was very fearful. And it was very challenging for me emotionally, because I got the challenge, right? That challenge, whether we're in business, personal relationships, and how am I going to react now? And I actually stopped writing for a few days, probably a good week. And it was just, became scary for me. Became scary almost, because again, this is it's very vulnerable for me to share these messages of divine love, even though it's so powerful, right?
Yes.
So even though we have our passion or our purpose, whatever that may be, we're still being challenged. We're still human. Even in this divine space, we're still human. I think that's the main message.
Yes.
And I needed to go back to my faith and that source of love and be reminded. And I talked to some mentors like you, right, Herbert?
Yes.
Who put me back on course. And I continue to write and to share that with the divine. I shared my prayers. And if we go back to the writing, another piece that developed out of the writing is I continue to download. I might say, I'm taking my daughter to college, or I'm kind of tired today. And then what I do is a divine prayer comes down, and I actually label it the divine prayer.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So the divine prayer is literally anything you might pray about, but I call it divine because, you know, I'm the type of person that actually is afraid to say the Thanksgiving prayer at dinner, right?
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I get nervous.
Yeah.
But this is coming from a different source. The words are totally different. And it's usually coming from a space of a plea. You know, dear Lord, show me the way. Mm-hmm. You want me to share these messages. Mm-hmm. Dear Lord, who are you going to put in my path? But the words, if you read them, when you read these words in the future, you'll see this is not, these are divine.
Right.
These are,
you know, Jill, you know, once again, you're dropping so many pearls. and you know, for our listeners, many times you'll be on a path. And when you share, like you were sharing your writings with a person that you wanted just to type it up. And when they read it, they had such a negative response that it knocked you for a loop.
Yeah.
And it happens so many times when you're on your path to do something important, to do something great, that I think it's a part of the process that the Creator says, let me test you. Let me make sure that you have what it takes, because the things that I'm going to share with you, the downloads that I'm going to give you, I got to make sure that you're totally worthy. And so for our listeners, when you experience that, and there will always be those obstacles, those people who show up, it's almost like after light, the night always comes. You know, there's that cycle of light and darkness. And so it's almost as though the greater you radiate, the more light you demonstrate, the more attractive you become for the negative, for the darkness. And the growth process comes when you let your faith, and you said it so well, when you let your faith lift you up above the darkness and keep you moving toward the light. And it's interesting, after that happened, can you see how the downloads became even more profound?
Oh, I just got the chills. I just got the chills, Herbert. You know, you're right. You're totally right. They were. The writing became more almost complex and intense. And I continued to go to have him guide me and show me the way. And I use the word, let me, let show, you know, I use the word, you know, let me be the light. Let me lead the flock, you know. So I'm asking him to give me the guidance throughout this journey. Mm. And you're totally right, Herbert. Mm-hmm. Totally. Fascinating that I'm starting to think about it now.
Yes, yes.
And then as we continued the writing, I had a challenge at the house. So we're moving into the fall because this writing started July 8th, 2018. Mm. So July. And then as we moved into the fall, I had some challenges. So the writing became all about faith. Mm. You know, everything was about faith. And then it became about joy in the beginning. And then it was kind of scary, Herbert. Then I started to ask him questions, like actually write, "Dear Lord, what does this mean?" Or, "Dear Lord, what do you want your children to know today?" So now I've labeled it Conversations with the Creator.
Mm.
So, you like
conversations,
that?
That's a Conversations with the Creator. You said something, and another one of those like learning points. In the Bible, it says, "Seek and you shall find. Mm. Knock and it shall be opened. Ask and it shall be answered." And so what you were sharing, you have to do something. You have to be the seeker. And I think that's the process that you're going through. The growth requires the seeking for growth. You were sharing a little about the forward to your book. And I would love to have you share that because I can feel it already. So maybe you could share the forward. Yes.
And this is just the ending portion of the forward. I didn't want to drag it out. And I wrote this 1 year ago after the book, what I termed the Book of Light and Love.
Mm-hmm.
This was divinely downloaded. It wasn't hard to write. When I write, it's very, I don't know if I mentioned, 30 minutes. I write in a spiral notebook. I write about 6 pages. And I actually timestamp it so you know mm-hmm. that it was done very quickly and not through me, through a flow or through the divine is coming down.
Mm.
So I wrote this piece. I wrote, "I weep too," because when I feel this, sometimes it's so profound. The love is so deep that I get a sense of weeping. "I weep too. This is the moment I'm going out on faith. This moment right now, right with you, Herbert."
Yes.
"I weep too because this is the moment I'm going out on faith and belief to share these divine messages written through my fingers to this very pen. My insides are nervous. I feel vulnerable. However, these messages are so pure and important. These messages, these writings, as it has been written, must be shared with you, with millions, no matter what, no matter the vulnerabilities I might be feeling at this moment. As you will see, listen, and hear, these are not the words from a blonde-haired beach girl from Daytona Beach with no formal religion and limited writing ability and style. These are divine words from your Creator. So behold."
Mm. Wow.
That's what I say. That's what I do.
Yes.
I was blown away. Herbert, one other thing I noticed when I was reading my writing that I forgot to mention.
Yes.
Is what also is downloaded is that key words are shown to me to bold. You know, when I write them in bold.
Yes.
Those words like love.
Yes.
Divine, faith, joy, all those are all in bold. And in fact, when I first started typing, I made sure that everything was properly emphasized, if that makes sense. You know, because I wanted you to know what actually came down.
Yes.
So incredible, so amazing.
Wow. Well, Jill, I tell you, this time has gone by so fast. I can tell our listeners right now that Jill's book is going to be coming out very, very shortly. That's number one. Number two, we're going to be doing a number of interviews because as you can feel, I can feel her energy, her vibration, and it's one that is so needed with people who are making a change in the world. All of us experience these growth opportunities. And it's so important to see how other people have grown through theirs. You know, you become an inspiration to other people who expressed, you know, that ocean of God has come to them, and they may let the negativity around them, or they may let self-doubt push it away. And the interesting thing about the light from the Creator is that if you reject it, it goes somewhere else. It must manifest. Wow. And that patience, that discipline that you've demonstrated is a prerequisite for that manifestation. You have to continually prove yourself worthy of the message. So, Jill, what final words would you like to share with our listeners as a prelude for our next interviews?
Oh, I actually just got goosebumps again, Herbert. I was hoping you would give me a last word. And that the message that I am to exclaim to all is that He loves each and every one of you so dearly. And just to fill your caverns and those holes you might be feeling in your soul, just know that the Creator, God, loves you so much on this journey. And He's given your divine path in light and love. And just take that and trust in Him in your divine purpose. You know what that is. Each and every one of you knows what that divine purpose is. You have that seed in you, that seed of belief. And go out there and go impact lives.
Go out there and impact lives. Jill, I thank you so much.
No, I thank you.
We're going to be doing other interviews, but this has been a profound message. I think our listeners are going to benefit so much for it. And all of you, stay tuned, because Jill will be back as a channel and a spiritual motivator, one who lets the Spirit of God that comes into her radiate and impact your lives. Thank you, Jill. I'll see you shortly.
Thank you. I'm honored.
You are now tuned into the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on the Shiny Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. See you next week, folks, and tune in at any time to hear the Millionaire Mentorship Show with thoughts that can change your life.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. VashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.